Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, you made a recipe the other day, cabbage rolls. They looked awfully good in the picture.
In the photo.
And so I made them. They were a huge success, I have to tell you.
This is one of these fits of nostalgia. It happens to me often. I was literally shopping around for my idea for the Missoulian column. So I went to the market thinking it would probably be something on winter squash or beets, but they didn't look that great. They looked a little bit tired. But what was really smiling and talking to me were the beautiful glistening heads of green cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, okay, I have not made cabbage rolls in years. This is a really good thing to make. I had been on the radio with a Seattle station a few weeks ago, and somebody had called in describing cabbage rolls to me, gave me the Polish name, which then resurrected the Russian name, which came flooding back in my head. It's golubtsi. And so I thought, okay, I had the stimulus from Seattle. I had the stimulus from the cabbages beckoning to me in the store. I'm going to make cabbage rolls. So the question came, well, what am I going to put in for a filling?
Yes.
My mom always made it with meat. My grandma, my Russian grandma, also made it with meat. Always had a tomato sauce.
Yes.
And sometimes mom would put in raisins in the sauce, sometimes prunes. And then I started looking up recipes.
Uh-huh.
Cabbage rolls are virtually universal.
They must be.
And certainly throughout Europe, you will find cabbage rolls. Southern Europe, yeah. Of course, you get into the Greek country with dolmades, which are grape leaves, stuffed with a meat and rice mixture. So that's certainly a variation.
They're very big in Serbia.
And they may be literally big. And so I thought this will be fun to do. So you have to soften the cabbage leaves. So I just bring a big pot of water to the boil.
Okay.
And then you turn the cabbage head upside down so the stem is facing you. And you take a sharp knife and you cut the core out in the shape of a cone.
Yeah.
And then when the water is boiling, I put the head in and bring the water back to the boil. And within about 2 minutes, the outer leaves soften enough that you can actually pull them away. And I use two forks to tease them apart. Then I take the leaves out. And if they're not soft enough yet, I let them boil a little bit until they become really quite flexible. And I take them out with tongs and I put them into a colander. And then I wait a couple more minutes, take a couple more leaves. And then eventually I have like 12 large leaves, which is what my recipe called for. And then I would drain the rest of the cabbage and then I can do anything with the rest of the cabbage.
Well, that's why you need a large cabbage.
Yes, like around 4 pounds. Many recipes I looked at for stuffed cabbage call for like a 2 pound head. And that is not nearly big enough. You need a really big head of cabbage. Yeah. Then you have a lot of cabbage left over. Some of those leaves, the smaller leaves, you will use actually to line the pan that you put your shaped cabbage rolls on so that they do not stick.
Yeah.
And there's no need for greasing the pan or anything like that.
It works out beautifully.
And then you get more cabbage to eat. But then you can chop up the leftover cabbage. You can stir fry. You can flavor it any way you want. Or soup. Cabbage soup is great. So then I made a meat filling. I had ground beef. And then I wanted to put a lot of vegetables in. So I finally chopped a carrot. And I finally chopped a big yellow onion, and then I finally chopped a 1/4 pound of mushrooms, and I cooked those separately, just a little bit of olive oil.
Well, I was kind of interested that you actually processed them.
You can get really a fine chop.
Yes.
And the carrot is almost grated, and it moistens the meat. After it's cooked, you mix it with your meat, add an egg, add thyme, salt, pepper, and raw rice. So for 1 pound of ground beef, I would add 1/3 cup of raw rice, and then you mix it up. The cabbage leaves, John, as you notice, especially the outer ones, they have a very thick rib.
Yes.
So you have to shave the outside part of the rib, the curved part of the leaf. Take a knife and go shave and then cut that thick protuberance of stem. And then you turn the leaf upside down, put a lump of stuffing, 1/3 cup of stuffing, shape it into a log, and then roll it up loosely.
Yeah.
And then you arrange them in a 13x9 pan, as I said, that you've already lined with some of the other cabbage leaves. And then you make a sauce of 28-ounce can of tomatoes that you puree and add an 8-ounce can of tomato sauce to it. And I like to season it with lemon juice and sugar. And then you pour it over the cabbage rolls, cover the pan, put it in a 350-degree oven for an hour, hour and a half, and there you go. What's really good about this is that they're even better the next day.
There won't be any the next day, you know, if I make it again, because I made it last night. There was practically none left in the morning, and those went out with my friend Gene's lunch. I'm not going to get to taste it, but I'm sure I'll be making
it again.
And I think you all will, because you'll like it, and you'll come back and visit us again on
The Food Guys.